You're listening to Stateside. I'm April Baer. There are many ways to describe what it's like to experience life with chronic mental illness. For a lot of people, it's a seemingly endless cycle of battles with insurance companies, ER visits, or quite simply, going without treatment. Today, Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services begins a series of five public listening sessions as part of a long conversation about improving the mental health system. One crucial goal over the last few years has been to better integrate physical and behavioral health care. Earlier today, I spoke with Robert Gordon, the department's director, and he says that it's critical the state get its hands around mental health costs.
One of the great opportunities from integrated care is to actually increase our level of investment in addressing people's mental health needs. That one of the funny things is that take a person who has severe depression and they have diabetes. If their depression goes untreated, there's a very high likelihood that their diabetes is not going to be well treated. And then they're going to end up in the emergency room and everybody's going to pay for that. And if we invest more in getting them the mental health care that they need so that they are addressing their depression, chances are much greater that they will be able to better care for their diabetes. They will be more content in their lives. They will be in better physical health. And even taxpayers will be better off. And we think the changes that we are talking about facilitate that kind of upfront investment in mental health. We are strongly committed to doing everything we can to increase investment in mental health care. And we know that if we invest effectively in mental health care, it's going to pay off. It's going to pay off most importantly in human terms, but even if you're just counting dollars and cents, it's also going to pay off.
The state has been involved in a fairly lengthy conversation about how this system of care could become much more integrated. How do you describe where the process stands right now?
So I think we're at a key moment. There have been years of conversation and years of effort and candidly, years of argument about these issues, and we think we're in a position to learn from those conversations and to move forward with a path that builds on what is best and strongest in Michigan's mental health care, but also addresses the challenges that we have. So we think it's a key moment of opportunity for the state.
What would you say you've learned to this point?
We've learned that people want to be treated as integrated human beings. People need greater access to care. They want more choices. And people want less paperwork. They want less complexity. They want more simplicity. I think those are the biggest things we're trying to solve for.
What's your goal for the listening sessions that begin today?
We are acutely aware that while we have ideas, we do not have all the answers, and that the way to learn is to listen. And in particular, it's to listen to individuals who have experience in our system, who have experienced the challenges of not being able to find doctors, of struggling with insurance companies, of struggling with paperwork, of having doctors who aren't connected with each other. So we want to go out, we need to listen, and we know that from listening, we're going to come up with a better, stronger plan.
Now, the health plans that are DHHS's partners in providing care have been aggressively lobbying for years to get more of a hand in the state's Medicaid mental health system. It's a $2.4 billion system, not a small proposition to take on. The health plans argue that they can do it more efficiently and effectively than the state. What is your view right now on whether that should happen?
We're going to take a different approach than the plans have talked about. The principles that we are talking about are first to build on the strong public safety net that we have in Michigan today. Michigan has and can be proud to have a strong public community-based system of mental health care, and we want to build on that. We want there to be a strong publicly based option for folks. At the same time, we want people to have choices, and we think that the health plans can be involved in giving people choices, but we really want to anchor in and begin with building on that strong public system.
With that in mind, for the care side of it, what role do you see the health plans taking?
We're talking about a model. It's a model that other states have used. It's called a specialty integrated plan, and what you can think about it as that health plan that has the expertise and the knowledge that come from being a mental health provider, but also have some of the functions and the kind of organizational skills of an insurance plan. So you bring those two skill sets together in one entity, and we think that that kind of entity could be led by public health providers and should be led by public health providers, but also could be led by a health plan or it could be led by hospitals. There's lots of options. We think there are great opportunities for Michigan to have partnerships that are built from leaders in the community, from folks who do this, who have it in their blood, and that through that ground-based expertise, we can get people the care that they need.
Is that something that the health plans are ready to embrace?
We've had really good conversations with the health plans. We've had really good conversations with the leaders of the public system. We've had really good conversations with advocates. And we think we have an approach that that brings everyone to the table and really builds on what is best in our system today.
The system right now has 10 public entities that you might say serve as hubs throughout the region in providing care. Do you think the system could or should be more streamlined?
We would like for the state to move toward statewide plans when it comes to mental health. If you think about someone's life, they may move in their life, and yet they want to maintain continuity of care. And today, if you move even a short distance, if you move from Wayne County to Oakland County, you can experience very significant disruption. And we would like to reduce that. So we think there's an opportunity to move in the direction of statewide plans that will give people more opportunity for mobility and less complexity, less paperwork, less administrative churn.
Michigan did some experiments with pilots that were set up to find the best way forward in the process that you're talking about of integrating physical care and behavioral health care to see how a public system could collaborate with the private health plans. People might know these as the Section 298 pilots. Last fall, Governor Whitmer ended them. Could you explain a little bit about what was learned and maybe what wasn't quite ideal about the 298 pilots?
Yeah, so the 298 pilots were built on the idea that you referred to earlier, that you could integrate mental health care entirely within the Medicaid health plans, within the physical health plans that we currently have. The idea of integration in 298 was an important one. And the idea of bringing people to the table and having robust conversation was also important. And we really want to honor the countless hours and not just months, but years of effort that went into the conversations about Section 298. At the same time, there's a reality that the goal and the premise of that effort was that folks could come to agreement, and they didn't. And the second thing was that the premise of that effort was that just integrating everything within the health plans was the right way to go. And in the end, we don't feel that. We think, as I talked about earlier, that it is better to create plans that really build on the strengths of behavioral health expertise that we have in the state and that are specialized for folks who have behavioral health, mental health, or substance use disorder, or developmental disability challenges. So we're going in a different direction of specialized plans that are separate from the Medicaid health plans that we have today. But at the same time, we really are learning from and building on those hours and hours of conversations and actually some very distinct ideas around partnerships and conversations that began that we think that we can build on.
Once the listening sessions have been completed, what sort of timeline do you have in mind for moving into a stage where people might see some of these options coming online?
Yeah, so we do need to listen to begin with, and we don't want to rush that process. At the same time, we do feel urgency. This has been an issue that has been, it has been debated for years in Michigan, and across the state, there are people who need and deserve better. They need and deserve more access to care. They need and deserve more choices. They need and deserve integrated care. And so we're going to aim to work with the legislature in 2020 to get something done. And then to be able to move forward after that to put in place a transition plan. You know, there's no point in rushing, but we want to move as quickly as we can.
Well, Director Gordon, thank you for taking some time with us today.
Thanks so much for having me. Really enjoyed the conversation.
Robert Gordon leads Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services. The first of the listening sessions happens today in Detroit. Others are scheduled Thursday in Grand Rapids, January 22nd in Marquette, and January 30th in Saginaw. There's also a virtual forum February 6th.